You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Welcome in to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch the show today on Twitch. Search for the channel ESPN 1000 Chicago. That's right, it's Black and Abdallah in for David Kaplan today. If you want to join the show, you can call us at 312-332-3776. All right, let me get this straight. Summer camps are going to start at the end of the week for baseball teams, right?
Oh, I thought you meant like summer camp was start.
I mean, perhaps in some states. Probably not in the West or in Texas or in Florida, but I'm sure some summer camps are going to come back at some point. But
I think here they are.
For baseball players.
Yes.
Coming back.
We're going to camp.
David Ross spoke yesterday. We have quotes from David Ross. Excited to break down some baseball. We have some movement heading towards the field of play. And then we continue to get more and more from Jeff Passan, from Buster Olney, from the players who are saying they're not going to play. We see Ryan Zimmerman, Ian Desmond, many other players saying they're not going to partake in this baseball season. And I wonder if we are heading towards a place where baseball is going to try to do this, and then they'll eventually get to a point where they say, we didn't get there.
You say many. There's like four baseball players that have said they're not going to.
That's like
1% of it. Not even.
Okay.
That's like not even 1% of baseball players. I have a feeling that all of these baseball players are going to see that they have an opportunity to win a ring, to win a championship, regardless of whether you want to say it's real or not. It's a championship. There is a trophy to be handed out. Rings may be made. They might be smaller. You may get a smaller ring, maybe
same size ring.
Instead of, is it?
Yeah, why not?
You're going to tell me you're going to go to your owner after you win a 60-game championship with no fans in the stands, and you're going to be like, make those rings.
Banner,
same size.
Rings?
No.
Parade down the street with no people?
Absolutely not.
That's exactly what they're going to get.
Absolutely not. But I will say that I think that most players will see this because we've been talking about it. I've been reading articles and seeing things. I haven't found one team that's like, you know what? We don't have a chance. I feel like every team thinks they have a chance at such a short season because of the way it's going to play out and the weird divisions and the weird schedule that's going to be, because you're not going to play every single team. You're only going to play teams in your division and then your opposite division in the other league. So every team feels like they have a chance. So every player is going to be that doesn't have health issues or doesn't feel like they have a family member that has health issues or whatever, if they can, they're going to go in and try to win something, because you can't. It's not like the NBA where some players are like, you know, on the Nets, you're like, nah, we don't have a shot. I'm not going to play. You know, almost every team thinks they have a shot to win something in this shortened schedule.
Jeff Passan agrees with you. Last night on SportsCenter, he said he doesn't think many players will opt out of this season.
At this point, you know, there have been rumors. This player, his wife is pregnant. Maybe he's going to want to opt out. That player, he's been around. He's got his service time. He's got his money. Why would he want to come and play? I think when it's all said and done, though, there isn't going to be a huge stream of players who do end up opting out. You may have a guy or two per team maximum, and I think it's going to come down to the individual decisions. But in the end, you have to answer to your teammates. And that's a really difficult thing to answer when they say, hey, we're coming to play in the midst of all of this. We want to try and win a championship. Why aren't you here with us?
So that's Jeff Passan on SportsCenter. Earlier today, Buster Olney on Golic and Wingo talked about how there will be peer pressure amongst the players.
What I've heard from players is that players are concerned. They respect the decisions of their peers, guys like Ryan Zimmerman, we heard, Ian Desmond. You know, I do think people in the sport are wondering about Mike Trout. You know, he was out front at the outset of this when he talked about how his wife is pregnant and if it were something to be take him away from her, it wasn't something that he was going to be comfortable with. And I do think that the peer pressure will manifest itself more when the teams get together.
So that's Buster Olney on Golic and Wingo earlier today. So Yeah, I think that's a good point. When you get everyone together and they're tested and everyone's kind of like either figuring out, okay, positive tests, you go quarantine, here are the guys that are ready to go, and you kind of get in that atmosphere and you kind of see what the safety protocols are, I think guys will be more warmed up to the idea. But then again, baseball still hasn't released a schedule. Like, do we know?
Why are you so concerned about this schedule? You brought this up yesterday.
Yes,
why are you so concerned about this schedule? Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
The schedule can come out a week before the season starts. What difference does it make? You're playing teams that aren't that far away. The Cubs could start with the White Sox just to make sure that they're close to each other.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be something.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
I think they should start the season with the Cubs and White Sox. They should end the season with the Cubs and White Sox.
Should they just start the season with the Cubs and White Sox so if the season gets canceled after 2 weeks that we at least get the crosstown?
Of course, and they're already here. And there's some bragging rights and all that good stuff. I think this goes back to what Patrick Beverley said for the NBA when, you know, there were players that were like, well, we don't know if we should do this. It might not be safe with it going to Florida and all that kind of stuff. And Patrick Beverley was like, if LeBron says we're playing,
but the NBA is a totally different
situation. I'm talking about the peer pressure thing that Buster brought up and that that Jeff Passan brought up. Where
I mean, only mentioned Mike Trout. You think Mike Trout has the cachet that LeBron James does?
No. What I'm saying is you've got guys on other teams. Like, you look John Lester in the face and tell him you're not coming to play.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Okay, exactly.
I think by all accounts,
what we've heard and what Jed Hoyer said yesterday is that the Cubs are planning on not having anybody opting out. I haven't heard anything about the White Sox, but the Cubs are planning on not having anybody else opt out. Everybody's going to play. Anthony Rizzo, everybody knows he's had health issues in the past. He is somewhat at
battled
risk.
Battled cancer.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know if he's still at risk or he's still considered an at-risk.
I believe I read that Jed Hoyer said that he could, like, theoretically, he could be considered high risk, but he's not, and he's going to play.
Okay.
So
I think that people will want to play because it's such a short season. They went through this entire battle to get to this place, and you can't just go. Look, if you opt out, I'm nothing but respect for you. I'm not going to come after dudes that are opting out. You have a family. You're worried about your health. You're worried about your family's health. I completely understand it. I just don't think that there are going to be a lot of baseball players that do it because they get to be at home. They're going to travel, but when they come back to their city, they're going to be home. They're not going to be away from their families for that long if they choose not to be. It's not like baseball saying you have to be in a bubble for 60 games and the playoffs. They're not doing what the NBA is doing. The NBA is a lot different. If one of the Lakers or someone like that, a player who had a legitimate shot at being in this bubble for 3.5 months, was just like, guys, I can't be away from my family for 3.5 months. My wife's pregnant. You know, my parents have health issues, all that kind of stuff. I understand that. But baseball players get to go home whenever they want to. They get to lead their lives as normal as possible while not putting themselves at risk while this 60 games plus playoffs is happening.
Dan in downtown, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Black Abdallah, long-time listener, first-time caller. Oh. You guys are great. I think Danny Zetterman producing. They're all great. I hope first off, shout out to my man, Sylvie. He's been giving me a lot of hope. And
Sylvie Strong?
Fighting through it.
Absolutely.
I think he's going to get through it. But as far as the MLB season, I think you guys are off to the right start with Cubs versus Sox to start the season and end the season. But I said, why not just do Cubs Sox 60 games?
Wow. Back and forth. Best of 60.
I said, the world's going to hell anyways. We don't care about anything else. Keep it intercity, and then it could end all arguments, at least for the time being.
I love that. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate the phone call.
It would probably have to be like best of 61, just so we have like an odd number, so someone has to win a right amount of games. But could you imagine? I'm already thinking of the promo.
Yeah,
I'm already thinking of the promo. NBC Sports Chicago. Yeah. It's an empty sandlot, like the movie The Sandlot.
Okay. Yeah.
Baseball season's been canceled.
Uh-huh.
Guess what?
What?
They can't keep us from playing.
No, they can't.
They can't keep us from playing.
It's also like the end of times, right?
If I just want to show up to a ball field, you're not going to stop me from hurling a ball. You're not going to stop me. All of a sudden, you get a Sandlot team of Cubs and Sox players against each other. It's like the game street ball. We don't know what's going to happen.
No, you don't. There could be bat flips. There could be home runs.
Anything. Dingers. Anything goes. Just don't hit the ball over the fence because then someone's got to go get it from the big dog.
Right, like I'm picturing this futuristic land where, right, like everything around is burning.
Yeah.
But yet, and here comes Tim Anderson walking out of the...
It's Javi Baez dragging a bat on the ground like it's a club. He just steps up to the plate and it's Lucas Giolito staring him down. There's the background. There's no fans. It's just fire.
But buildings burning, machines flying by. But there's Chris Bryant at the dish.
And then all of a sudden coming in, it's a John Lester, but he's got like a robot eye because he's from the future. And
he's on a hog too. Yeah. He's on a motorcycle.
Of course he is. Of course he is. And standing on the top step, there's no top step. If they've just made one, it's David Ross just aggressively chewing gum. Yeah, that's going to be baseball. That's going to be 60 best of 61.
Why not? I mean,
I'd watch it.
What else does baseball have?
I mean, right now, they don't have a schedule, which seems to disturb you for some reason.
Here's why. Over the weekend, Buster Olney again from ESPN on Dari and Mel had this exchange over the weekend on ESPN Radio.
How confident are you that this season gets finished?
0%. Absolutely 0% based on what I'm hearing.
How confident are you that this season gets started with actual games?
I would put that at 5%. I think that they're going to at least try in the next couple of weeks, but I, especially in the face of these spiking numbers, it wouldn't surprise me if it derails quickly.
0.5%? It sounds like, wait, is baseball even going to try this?
Yeah, they're going to try.
Why is Buster saying 0.5%?
Friday, camp starts. You got to bring your sleeping bag. You got to bring a poncho. You got to bring an extra set of shoes you can wear when we do river walks.
Spiking numbers.
Yeah.
Buster's at 0.5%.
Bring your inhalers. Bring your all your allergy medication if you need it.
They're not going to be sleeping in bunks like it's summer
camp.
They
should be. That would be awesome.
Could you imagine?
If, like, you know how the NBA is taking over the Disney bubble? If baseball just went to, like, camps around the country and they were in bunks and they had to take swim tests to make sure they could all swim on the first day.
David Ross spoke yesterday to the media, and guess what? He's in for the championship run this season. Hardo, Ross, the new manager. Love it. We'll hear his quotes next.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
If they're handing out rings and we're all starting from the same point, it's a competition. That's why we suit up. The quotes from David Ross yesterday, Cubs manager, to the Chicago media on a Zoom call previewing the season. How about that? David Ross, ready. If they're handing out rings, he and the Chicago Cubs are ready to play.
Listen, the Cubs have always been good for a good quote. I'm not here for a haircut. You know, from before that, from when they won a championship.
From Lackey?
From John Lackey. They're passing out a trophy. I want it. I know there's already shirts being made.
Love it.
I think it's great. Obviously, a lot of people have been talking over the past few weeks about whether or not they'll care the same. Look, you're going to care the same. If your team's in the playoffs, it's not going to matter whether they played 60 games to get there or they played 162 games to get there. You can't tell me that you're not going to care about a championship, especially in the city. I saw this city. You were in the middle of it at Wrigleyville when they won a championship.
It was
cool. Any championship is going to... This is the worst time I can remember... You know, as far as a drought in sports because of this pandemic. And when sports come back, I know we've got MMA and we've got NASCAR and we've got some golf. But when baseball starts again and you've got real teams, you know, competing for a championship, people are going to care again. People are watching golf like they've never watched golf before. Ratings are up 150%. The people want sports.
You and I are watching NASCAR.
I like NASCAR. NASCAR, I've been here for, if you ain't rubbing... Are you racing?
No, you're not.
Okay, Ruben is racing.
Stay with the pack, though. You, especially at the big super speedways.
You don't want to get lapped, but there's some rubbing at Pocono, Talladega,
lead
rubbing.
Lap.
But yeah, I people need sports. People want to watch sports. Sports has always been the escape, and I think now more than ever, people want something as an escape for a few hours, and if that results in a championship, of course you're going to root for your team.
312-332-3776 if you want to talk baseball. Bleck and Abdallah in for David Kaplan today. You know, you look at the Cubs lineup,
it's a team that should have success in this shortened 60-game schedule. You look at the starting rotation, the lineup specifically. You look at Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, Kyle Schwarber, Wilson Contreras. That's a pretty good five guys to lead your lineup, right, every single day. Then you mix in the Ian Happs. Almora will be the offensive gem guy out in the outfield. And then you look at your starting rotation, and I'm thinking that we're going to get anywhere from 10 to 15 starts from many of these starters, right? Like you're usually looking at about 30 for a full season. This is going to be a sprint. So guys like you, Darvish, John Lester, Kyle Hendricks, how do you use Quintana and Chatwood to mix in there? Do you stay with just five-guy rotation this entire way? Or do you get to a point, you break it down, you only go four guys, and then you have a couple bullpen days in there? You kind of figure it out from that point. Are the starters like Darvish, Lester, and Hendricks, are they giving you six-plus, seven-plus? Or are you limiting them early, only letting them go four innings to start to kind of get your feet wet? You know, to me, and we heard David Ross speak yesterday and Jed Hoyer spoke, you know, they're saying that their team has taken care of their business throughout the pandemic. So these pitchers are ready to go. They're ready to rock and roll, right? So, like, the concerns as we are heading towards the baseball season of guys not being ready to throw, it would be nice if you're a Cub fan or a White Sox fan, and if your pitchers are ready to roll from the start, knowing they only have 10 starts to 15 starts if your team goes into a deep playoff run to maximize in this season. I think, like, a guy like you, Darvish, John Lester, Kyle Hendricks, especially Lester and Hendricks, they're not throwing that hard, right? So, like, theoretically, you would assume that they should be ready to go. I know some placement issues as they kind of figure out their way to get going. But, like, as far as having enough bullets in the arm for the entire season, knowing, like, hey, John Lester, you just have to give me 14 stellar starts. Can you do that? He can definitely do that.
Well, I think you look at, you know, guys like Lucas Giolito, who joined Waddle and Silva yesterday and said that he's working at a three-inning clip right now. So he can, you know, when he goes out and throws a sim game or whatever you want to do it, he's up to three innings. So in the next month, less than a month now, can you get up to, in the next, you know, 3 weeks or so, can you get up to five or six innings? I don't know. I don't think it would be in the Cubs' best interest for the Cubs to go to a four-man rotation. I think you want to give these guys as much time as possible. You want to keep John Lester, Yu Darvish on the same pace that they've always been, right? These are veteran pitchers. Yu Darvish was on a crazy tear at the end of the season from July, the middle of July on last season. You look at guys like John Lester, who's a veteran and who's been pitching for a while now, who's used to routine, who doesn't want to get out of that rhythm. You keep those guys in a five-man rotation so you can maximize their outings. You don't want to go to a four-man rotation and then you're only getting four innings out of these guys. You want your guys to give you as much as possible. And I think if you can start and they can give you four to five innings, that's probably good. And then you work them in maybe towards the end of the first month or so, then you can get six or seven innings. But with, you know, with the DH now in both leagues, you don't need to take these guys out as early as you used to in the National League. You know, John Lester might be able to go longer than six innings because they're not worried about his bat. You know, they're not worried about Kyle Hendricks, you know, having to hit because dude can't hit. And now he can give you seven or eight innings towards the end of the season. So that's going to be huge for the Cubs, who normally had to do all this double switching and everything like that. Now you don't have to do that. You can make Kyle Schwarber your DH. You can make someone else your DH if you want Kyle Schwarber out in the field. And now your pitchers can go longer if you want to.
Just easy there. You're kind of starting to head towards this road where you're gonna get the old timey baseball guy upset. You mentioned a
JR's here.
You mentioned
threw me under the bus.
See what you did there?
I pulled the string.
Here's a concept.
You had to give a trigger warning to the old timey baseball fan when you said eliminating the double switch.
Why?
You have to give a warning.
It's stupid.
What? No, the trigger warning to the old timey baseball guy. JR, go ahead. Yes.
I'm just going to say
double switching. Yes.
You're never going to convince me that two players should play half the game. That's it. That's the end of my argument. But here's something you should think about. What about starting a reliever, and since you can start them and take them out and not have to worry about the three batter minimum?
Yeah.
Well,
starters.
There's a few teams that did that last season, aren't there? Yeah, Tampa did it where they I don't think you have I don't think the Cubs are set up for that. I don't know if the White Sox I don't think the White Sox are set up for that. You're telling John Lester he's coming in the second inning.
But well, the third inning,
you wouldn't do it. You would do it with like Chatwood.
Okay.
You wouldn't do that with John Lester.
No, I know.
Guys, it's the third time through the order that a pitcher usually gets the batting average that is raised against them. So if you can eliminate those first three hitters from facing the starter until the third time in the seventh or the eighth, it's something to consider.
See, and that's where JR is not actually an old-timey baseball guy because he just gave us some stats.
He's a statsman.
Because old-timey baseball guy
one
would just,
trick is to tell he, just stories
ramble
that don't
on
anywhere.
And on and on about
like
double switching and all this.
Right.
Like grandpa baseball would just be rambling
the
in the back.
Strategy? Yeah. Where's the strategy?
There?
You just make a lineup and pray with no strategy.
Right. Like JR give you stats and information.
Well, JR's a fantasy baseball guy. He understands.
He gets it. He's not old-timey.
He's a numbers guy.
Easy with the trigger warning next time you try and just eliminate the double switch.
Well, I mean,
someone
it's
somewhere,
gone.
Someone listening
it's
somewhere
gone.
Is sitting there going, there's a thinking aspect to the game that you're not thinking about, Abdallah, you hater.
I'm thinking about not watching crappy pitchers hit.
You Bill hater. Let's go to Mark in Highland, Indiana. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. I just wondered if you had heard, we all bet the White Sox to win the Central, to win the American, and to win the World Series in November over at our casino here in Northwest Indiana. I wonder if you guys heard if those tickets are still going to be good.
It's a good question.
That is an excellent question.
I would assume, and Mark, thanks for the call. I would assume because it's not the full 162, the bets that are related to the season will not be held
still. I don't know. I have a feeling that if you made a wager on the World Series,
the World Series would probably still be good.
World Series, the division would still be good.
No, they're not. Aren't they in separate divisions now? Because they're three giant divisions, so technically it's not the American League Central, right?
Well, you're still winning. No, there's still the same amount of playoff teams, and you're still there's more playoff
teams.
He's
talking about, like, the pennant.
Yeah.
Right, but he's got the division, the league, and the World Series, so.
Yeah, they're still. I mean, just because you're not playing the you're still playing your division. The Cubs can still win their division.
They'll be a divisional winner.
Yeah.
They're not changing the playoff.
But what if his ticket said to win the AL Central, it's no longer the AL Central.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. What
it's
else
still the
is
AL Central.
It? Aren't they combining? Well, they name it something
no,
different?
They're just only are, playing each
you're
other.
Only playing the other Central.
Oh, I thought they were combining
them. No.
My mistake.
That was a big talking point early.
Did we? Yeah. Tyler's here as well. Did we just out-baseball
JR? We just out-baseballed old baseball guy.
Oh, yeah.
Take that. Take that. Take
we out-baseballed the baseball guy. Yes.
Take that.
Button it up. We're on in the morning. We gotta be
sorry about that.
Here.
Sorry. I mean, can't. Yeah. No weekend shenanigans here.
Wow. We just out baseball JR.
However, obviously,
solid.
And I think it should go without saying,
this is great.
If you have a win total bet, those are voided.
Yeah.
If you have a win total bet, you should probably go back to your local.
Well, under. Unless you went under.
You should go to your local bookie or casino and say, hey, bro, they're not playing 162. My over 80 games is no longer valid.
My under for every single team in baseball is going to hit this year.
Woo!
Can't wait for that. We have baseball to baseball
again. Yeah, I bet all the unders. Winner, 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 winner.
Again, we're on in the morning in for caps. So we got to button this up. Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You know, so, okay, we're looking at the Cubs. We're looking at the White Sox. If we ask the question looking forward in this season, which team do you like going into a 60-game schedule? Coming into this year, being a White Sox fan, I was super excited about all the young talent and the prospects. The question is, can they turn it on the moment they step on the field? Now, we know through 162, what we've seen in the last, like, 5 to 10 years, young teams pop up every year that you don't expect. I think last year, look at Atlanta, how good they were last year. That's a young team, talented young team. We saw it with the Cubs in 2016. They were the best team from the moment the season started in 2016, all the way through. Young talent through 162 rises. That's like the new way of baseball. But in 60 games, can a team like the White Sox just show up and run off 39 wins, 40 wins? Like, is that what we're looking at for the divisional winners?
I think it comes down to their pitching. I think that, you know, they'll be able to hit It's going to be hot at guaranteed rate. The ball's going to jump out of there. But it's going to be a matter of what Giolito can do. What can you get from Michael Kopech? Can you get anything from Michael Kopech this year? If he puts together a decent string of starts, you might be able to win something with the White Sox this year. They also don't know any better. Like, they don't have a lot of playoff experience. Some of them don't have any playoff experience. You don't know any better. You're just going out and playing and try to win this sprint, and that might actually be better for a younger team. I think the Cubs are better set up for this because they know what they're getting into as far as this stretch and how they need to prepare every day for a shortened season. Not for a shortened season, but for a stretch run, if you will. Because this is basically the last, you know, this is like setting up the last 3 months of the season, and you need to try to either come back or try to maintain your position in first. So for the Cubs, I think they're set up better because they have guys that have gone through this. They have veteran pitching. They have veteran hitters. The White Sox, it's more of an unknown. Like, you just don't know. No one really knows how they're going to react to this. But the Cubs, you'd think that with their experience, they'd be in better position for this.
312-332-3776. 60-game schedule. Major League Baseball. The Cubs and the White Sox. Which team does this schedule benefit more? We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is Cap and Company.
Missed something? Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Talking baseball with you at 312-332-3776. Cubs, White Sox, who does this 60-game schedule benefit more? We talked to Zahadov Sharma from The Athletic. He covers baseball for them last week, and we asked Zahadov that very question.
That's not an easy one to answer because you can just say, you know, baseball is a random sport in general, right? Small sample sizes, weird things can happen. I think if we're just talking about, let's look at a shorter season, the makeup of the teams, I would say it may benefit the Cubs in the sense that they have a veteran pitching staff and a longer season could drain on them. I also think there could be a counter to that in the sense that it's an older pitching staff. Are they going to be properly ramped up? And then I could go back and forth debating myself on this by saying, well, these are veterans who know how to ramp themselves up. They're probably smart enough that they've already started a week or two ago, kind of had an idea that around the end of June, beginning of July, they'd be starting their camps. So hopefully a guy like John Lester, I mean, we've seen video of Yu Darvish already working in, you know, making up new pitches, doing all sorts of stuff. So I think really Lester is the type of guy that you want to make sure that, you know, he's healthy, he's ready to go. Those types of veteran pitchers that are kind of in the, you know, downside of their careers, you don't want them to immediately come out and have a shoulder barking. Or I've heard that I believe in 95 when they had the shortened spring, there were a lot of lower body injuries, a lot of muscle injuries. So we may just see that. Maybe that's just going to happen and there's no way to really avoid that. But I have heard that the Cubs strength and conditioning, they have a whole new you know, people in charge of strength and conditioning, and they're looking, they were researching months ago on how to kind of combat that. If you have a shorter spring training, are there ways to train now to kind of combat the issues that may pop up because of that shorter spring training?
That's Zahadov Sharma. He joined us last week, Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, sitting in for David Kaplan on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. If you look at the two starting pitching rotations, north side, south side, which one do you think is favored heading into this? Which one would you rather have? Yu Darvish, John Lester, Kyle Hendricks, Jose Quintana, Tyler Chatwood? Or if we go to the south side, Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, Lopez, Cease, Gonzalez, who would you take? With Kopech lurking in the background, Kopech may be ready to go and inserted into that starting five. To be honest, I would, if Kopech is ready to let it fly, I feel like the White Sox are the team to take here.
So in our post-apocalyptical scenario here, where the two teams meet up for a best of 61.
Yes, right.
And
yes, because the world is ending.
Yes.
Not really. Hold on. Let's make this clear. It's not actually ending. This is for a promo for Major League Baseball because it's debatable whether or not they'll actually play a season.
Yeah, but we want the Cubs and White Sox to play.
We want
to decide.
Baseball's going to make a promo.
They will play 61 games.
Yes, burning buildings and chaos. And there's machines flying by.
There's machines. There's drones.
Right.
There's an aggressively chewing David Ross.
Yes.
There's Javi Baez dragging a bat.
Now, you mentioned David Ross. He's got to have a patch over his eye, too.
Of course.
Right, and like
I didn't need to say that.
A peg leg.
Why do I have to say that?
But the leg is like part machine, right?
Why do I have to say that?
Does he have wheels for legs?
Wheels for legs.
Okay.
He does not have wheels for legs.
All right.
But in this scenario, with Michael Kopech lurking in the background, he's the one where they go to if they have dugouts, where if you look down the tunnel, it's black and you just see the red beating eyes and there's like smoke coming out. That's Michael Kopech. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it is, and I think I would take Kopech in that situation.
I think I'm going to take the Cubs pitching staff.
But after you get past the first three, it's a bunch of question marks.
Well, in our scenario, that's all I need.
Three?
I only need three.
So for 60 games, you're just going to go
three-man rotation. Well, three and a four-man rotation,
all right.
And then just a guy.
Yeah,
what's Rick Renteria looking like in our scenario?
It's a good question.
I think that Rick Renteria is.
You want to know the first thing that popped into my head? Remember back the old Super Mario video games? How there was like a bad guy that floated in a cloud.
I thought he was going to be like the bad guy in Sonic, where he's in a little machine and he's flying around and he's got like the super bad guy goggles on.
Right.
You know, where they like wrap around his whole head.
Right.
Do you remember those Oakleys that wrapped around the whole top of your head?
Yeah.
That's what he's wearing. And he's got a toothpick sticking out of his mouth, but it's like a super toothpick and like he can use it for things. It's like a weapon also. Yeah.
John in Rolling Meadows, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Let me point out a couple of things to you here, okay? The Cubs, they have a veteran ball club, true. Their pitching staff is veteran. They got a veteran lineup. The Sox, they have a couple of unproven ball players right now. They're young. I like the Sox bullpen better, especially with the addition of C-Sheck. He's going to be – I'd like to see him beat the Cubs at Wrigley. That'd be awesome. But as far as the everyday lineup, I like what they have. They're untested, okay? I would have liked the Sox chances better in a 162-game season this year because they'd have more time to get acquainted, get accustomed to each other out there. But I would just like to see – the Sox get a wild card spot this year, get their feet wet in the playoffs, get some experience in the playoffs. Because I think in the future, this team is going to win a couple of World Series, baby. This team is ready to go. But with a younger ball club, sometimes that can come back to bite you in the butt because they're too eager and they're too young. You know what I'm saying? They're going to make some mistakes early.
Absolutely. Thank you for the phone call, John.
Yeah, absolutely. The White Sox are coming, baby.
No, I
think he's right. I think if this was a full season, you'd be higher on the White Sox than you would in a 60-game season. And, you know, I think that next year is going to be the year that they're, like Rick Hahn has said, he's going to stick to his plan as much as possible. You know, they could have gone out and spent a lot of money on guys. They chose not to do that. So what they did is they're sticking to their plan. It seems to be working. They're locking up their young guys. And I think that the Cubs are better built for this shorter stretch. And the White Sox are built to do something next season. Because we all kind of said going into before we knew that this was going to be a short season, we were like, look, the White Sox ceiling is probably what the Cubs did the year before they won their World Series. That's like overachieving for the White Sox. Getting to the championship series, not getting to the World Series, and ultimately being like, whoa, this team is coming. This team is hot. This team is young. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with for a few years.
Yeah, I would be pleasantly surprised if they made the playoffs.
Yeah, and that was before the shortened season.
Yeah, going into the year, if they could compete throughout the entire regular season and be one of those teams in the wild card hunt the entire way, I think that would be good. Some good seasoning for a young team.
Absolutely. And now with the shortened season, they're going to get some more experience. But ultimately, I think Sox fans are looking more towards next season as the year where it's like, we're going to make the playoffs. We're going to make some noise in the playoffs. And we're going to become that next ball club that's the young guns of the league.
The guys in the Twitch, you can watch the show on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. They're saying Ricky Renteria wouldn't have wheels for legs, or Ross wouldn't have wheels for legs.
He would have treads like a tank.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like a tank.
Yeah, because he's Grandpa Rossi, and he's got the eye patch, and he's angrily chewing gum. But the gum he can, like, use. It's also a weapon. Everything's a weapon.
Wow, everything is a weapon. Really just turning into Mad Max.
Well, yeah, this is what this is, isn't it?
Mad Max MLB.
How do you think they all get to the ballpark?
Oh, that's a good point.
That's race. Part of the promo.
They have a wacky race.
That's
to get
part
there.
Of the promo.
I'm
Come
with
on.
You. Because, like, that's really what Mad Max is. It's just wacky racers, right?
If you're doing wacky races, is Rizzo the guy with the little dog that is aggressively wheezingly laughing? He's in the I can't even do it. I can't wheeze like that. It's like a I can't even do it. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Do you want to try for a third time?
Nope, I don't.
You could try it.
I don't.
Go ahead.
I don't.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is Cap and Company. Follow at the Capman on Twitter.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This hour is brought to you by CBDMD. Discover the secret to everyday wellness. CBDMD. Superior CBD. Superior you. Get 20% off when you enter the code WADDLE. Enter it. WADDLE. That's the code.
WADDLE loves that stuff.
Rightfully so.
Puts it on his knees, his hip. He's got a bad hip. He's got a hip like an old man that can tell when it's going to rain.
Well, listen. I think one of the best commercials airing on the station right now is the commercial where Waddle says, do you know what it's like to get hit over the middle? No? Just me? Isn't that how it starts?
Like, yeah.
And every time I think to myself, yeah, no, I don't know what that feels
I've
like.
I've had a few bad hangovers, but I don't know what it's like to get hit over the middle.
Only
sure.
Tommy over the middle is the one that knows how that feels.
And he can predict rain up to within about 45 minutes. About 45 minutes.
He's like my dog. My dog will just get up and go to the other room to hide behind the bed because he knows a storm is coming.
Oh, well, him and Waddle's hip.
They can feel the pressure change. Black and Abdallah in for David Kaplan today. And you might ask yourself, why is Cap not here? Well, he's going to take a road trip back from California.
My wife and I are going to take a trip. I have never taken a long, long car trip. Never have. Never driven to Florida. I've never just never did it. We were going to go west. And so I'm debating driving to California next week.
You know, Clark, it's not too late to fly out to California. We only have 2 weeks.
Let's not get into that again, sweetie pie, please.
But hey, Herb.
I love to get in the car. I love to drive. With my wife and I, we take 3-4 hour drives on the weekend. Just take off and go somewhere. Out of the ordinary, eat, turn around, come home. So, yeah, go on this trip. You'll enjoy it.
Perfect time of year. The weather's great. You have a convertible.
Uh-huh.
I think that those memories are memories that kind of have been forgotten by a lot of people. I mean, I've
never done it.
I know that there are people that have RVs and do it all the time. But, you know, for the most part, the great American road trip has been lost.
Clarence is in Bourbonnais. I think he has a different perspective. Hey, Clarence.
I've listened to everybody that has come on, and everybody keeps talking about these road trips they have made when they were children. When you're driving to L.A., when you're going through Iowa, what is it, Nebraska, you're even Colorado, and then when you hit Utah, you're not seeing anything.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
my love is making music with my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
I don't want to be in the car anymore. I want to go home. I don't want to go to Wally World.
Clark, under the circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we just went home. In retrospect, it seems like a pretty bad idea driving out. It's been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been a real drag, Dad.
Chris has some advice. Hey, Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, Kathy. So I did this trip a few years ago, and I'm not going to try to convince you to do it. It sounds like you're going to do it already. But you got to get out of your car.
I have a convertible. Put the top down and away we go.
A driving trip in this day and age. I mean, we used to drive to Florida when I was a kid. I had Mad Libs. That's all you had, right?
PB, have you ever done a lengthy road trip?
I've done a lengthy road trip as a kid. Dad and Mom threw us in the family truckster and made our way down to Florida.
When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
I think you're all in the head. We're 10 hours from the fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
So Cap left last night. He flew to California, and he is going to drive back around the 10th, I guess. I don't know when he's specifically leaving California, but he's going to drive back. That's why Bleck and Abdallah with you today here on ESPN 1000. Cap is in California. He woke up today, and the first thing he thought to do was send us a Twitter video. Do you want to hear the video, Cap, today?
Well, I think here's...
You want to hear it? I can play it. I've got it.
I don't think Cap
What's your issue with this? Can we play it? It's his show.
I love Cap. But yes, I want to hear the video. I have many thoughts on the video. But first, I feel like I love Cap. Cap's a great guy. I don't think he's
I feel like you're walking us towards a butt.
I don't think he's going to appreciate the road.
Oh, yeah, the open road.
The road trip. I don't think he's...
Seeing some sights.
You and I have gone on road trips. You and I have driven...
Happened sometimes.
It's like a half road trip. We drove to, Tennessee and back. We stopped
along the way. 9.5 hours.
Yeah, we stopped along the way.
Our buddy Tim drove, 110 miles per hour the entire way. We made it back in 6 hours. It was pretty good.
We watched Red Zone the whole way back.
Yeah, it was awesome. We were gambling. It was great.
But I think that there's...
Great Smoky Mountains in the background.
I look to a hero of mine... Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And his diners.
Triple D. What
his drive ins and his dives. And I don't feel like Cap is going to experience
Take
the true America because he's too busy eating kale chips and chicken meat.
Chicken meat, yeah.
And eggs.
Wow.
And egg whites.
That
and he's not
case.
Doing enough. He's not really, he's not going to get a plate that's covered in gravy.
No. No.
He's not going to get chicken and waffles for every single meal like I did when we went on our road trip to Tennessee. Every meal, man.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
That's dedication.
Lunch, dinner.
Yeah, you
snacks.
Handled it. No, you're right. I feel like as he drives through Oklahoma, he won't get something covered in gravy.
No,
and which
that's
I feel
the
like
beautiful
is something you
part
need
of America.
Do. Yeah. Well, here's Cap this morning, poolside. You have the video up there?
I have the video up here.
Set a scene on this video.
It looks like he's hot tub side because it looks like there's
a
small pool into a bigger pool.
Got it.
He's shirtless.
Wait, hold on. It's one of those fancy hot tubs where
it
just
looks like
waterfalls into the pool?
Well, there's definitely bubbles going. So this is unless he's having some indigestion problems, this
hold
is
on.
Definitely
you
a
wake
hot
up,
tub.
Wake up right to the hot tub?
Well, he's in California, right? So it is 7:55 in the morning.
Okay. All right.
He looks like he needs a nap time.
Really? Already? Not well rested?
Little bags.
Baggy.
He's up at 7:55 in the morning.
You're saying there's bags under the ice?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's very picturesque. He's got mountains. He's got palm trees. There's not a cloud to be seen. He's in the shade, though. He's in the shade. You're out there.
It's a long day.
It is a long day. A
lot of sun to be
had. He's got two necklaces on. One's a choker and one's a little pendant, a little red pendant. And look, he'll probably say something like the pendant means something that'll make me feel bad.
I think it does. I think it's from his dad.
Okay, cool. Great neck. But why are you wearing two of them? Why do you have the choker also? Is the choker for someone?
Or
does he just like the choker?
You can take up his accessories. You can take that up with him.
I have a feeling that we're a few years away from Cap getting really into turquoise jewelry. Is that just me? Or are we a few years away from Cap? Is he going to come back from this road trip? And he's just going to have a whole mess of turquoise.
Can I play his video?
He's going to look like Johnny Depp
in Pirates of the Caribbean?
In his cologne commercial.
Cap.
He's in the
middle of the
taking
desert.
Taking it off. He's burying it on the first base line. At
smell
Wrigley.
Like Cap.
It's just someone whispering in the background.
Oh. Take that.
Here is the video he just posted this morning, poolside.
Hello, boys. I'll be listening from this view. How about that? Take that. That's right. Take that.
Okay.
Nap time coming up, too. Don't lose the license. Have a great show. Love you both. Oh, one more little shot. There you go. Take that. See ya.
What was that, a shot of the landscape?
Yeah, it was a shot of the landscape. All right. Weird part about this whole thing is that every time he says take that, he does like an eye thing. Like he's trying to intimidate us with his big eyes. And he's trying to do like a, hey, you heard me.
It's intended for you.
I said take that.
Right. But that was for you.
Why?
The birds chirping and the scenery, that was for me.
I mean, how many turquoise shops can he hit on the way home? Do you think that there's enough?
There might be enough.
He has to go through Arizona, right?
Yes.
Okay, there's a lot of it there.
Black and Abdallah will be back in 2 minutes.
This is Cap and Company on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.